Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is the 20th of April of the year 2020, and happy deathiversary today to Bram Stoker, who has the honour of having inspired 1,000 versions of the vampire myth, many of which are truly dreadful. And today in history, in 1611, it was the first known performance of Shakespeare's Macbeth play at the Globe Theatre in London, with the famous speech by Lady Macbeth that goes, "Nay, these my hands will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, turning the green one red," and then her nurse goes, "Are you washing for 20 seconds while singing Happy Birthday?" And then she kills herself. In 1770, on this day, Captain James Cook arrived in New South Wales for the first time to, let's call it, a mixed critical reception. And in 1887, the world's first motor race took place, which at the time was just putting an outboard motor on a horse. Celebrations today include Support Teen Literature Day, so engage with a surprisingly absorbing world of great teen literature today. I'm totally not going to make fun of the genre. It's got some genius gems. Your guest today on the podcast, coming to us live from his under volcano lair, our tech billionaire and self-made man, Josh Gondelman.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and it's definitely not because you are a significant owner of our shares.
I'm a significant owner of most shares.
Yes, you take the share out of sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest news in tech with Josh Gondelman, but first, some headlines. In the news today, as a number of tech philanthropists ramp up their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, Silicon Valley entrepreneurs are turning their minds to solving the virus using classic Silicon Valley entrepreneur techniques and reasoning that the virus must be quite like a computer virus, because that's why computer viruses are called computer viruses, because they're like viruses, but for computers. So the actual virus must also be like a computer virus, which means tech entrepreneurs can fix it. Unfortunately, quasi-religious tech entrepreneur mantras like move fast and break stuff don't work so much with people's lives on the line, and while intubating someone into an induced coma in intensive care is sort of like doing a hard reboot, you definitely can't just pull the plug out at the wall. And with the massive impact of the coronavirus on traditional sports, esports are rushing in to fill the gap. Who doesn't want to put on a stripy scarf and scream wildly as someone you don't know plays 8 hours of Red Dead Redemption? Esports One has just launched a fantasy football-inspired fantasy esports platform, so you can build your own fantasy team of players that you can imagine playing games that also aren't real. How are fantasy football leagues not classed as fanfiction for real? Sports news is just over-the-fence gossip about the private lives of people you don't know, and so is most politics. Masculinity is a prism. What do you think, Josh?
Well, first of all, I think esports to me are the original sports, and the other kind, the kind you play on a field, I call bone sports.
And what you call pornography, I've always called pornography bone sports. And I do think there's room for some competitive pornography.
I call that pro bono.
And the hard-hit high street retail fashion sector is looking for ways to close the COVID gap, with most storefronts shut as social isolation measures move forward. Topshop in the UK is looking to integrate a new ice cream van-based fashion truck, which will fire clothes it thinks you might like through your bedroom window with a t-shirt cannon. Early trials have had a low approval rating and a number of serious injuries, but experts say the idea has legs. And that's all the news we have time for right now, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because advertising is the front line in the war against your money. And today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wonder Product. Developed by the military or NASA, it's fun for all the family or an adults-only treat. Wonder Product. It's the innovative new product your grandpa swore by or at. Wonder Product. Buy it by the quantity. Sit down or stand up and refresh yourself, probably, with Wonder Product. Wonder Product. I wonder what it is. Half a glass of water with your meal will aid digestion, supplement your natural lubrication, and add a touch of class to your evening meal. The dapper man chooses half a glass of water for a splash of sophistication. Want to impress a lady with the fact you're not trying to get her drunk? Offer her half a glass of water. Half a glass of water for the dapper man with probably a moustache, but not a bad one. Half a glass of water. Taste everything. Regret nothing. And a new novel is out now by self-published supernatural romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. Get Your Bits In is a riotous romp through the world of modern America with a classically rugged hero and sassy heroine combo updated for today's high-tech world. Salandra is a humble Etsy merchant with a lust for e-commerce and a lushly curved figure. She spends her days working on her laptop in a local coffee shop, jacked up on caffeine and hope. She fantasizes quietly about the other customers in the coffee shop, but she knows at the ripe old age of 24, her time for youthful romance has passed. Little does she know that her cafe crush, looming romantically over his laptop on the next table over, is Henk. Henk is a half-vampire, half-tech billionaire, keeping his feet on the ground by working from a cafe whose IP he owns. When Henk's business rivals from the supernatural underground stage a violent takeover of the coffee shop, Salandra is drawn into an age-old conflict by Henk's side. Can she overcome her small-town Etsy prejudices against tech billionaires to listen to her heart? Can Henk overcome his rigid schedule of intermittent fasting, high-intensity interval training, paleo blood orgies, and let love in, even though it might mean an unoptimized life? Thrill as they alternately resist and succumb to the passion that flares between them. Laugh at the hilarious misunderstanding where he tormentedly confesses that he's a vampire, and she just thinks he's admitting to the role that Silicon Valley entrepreneurs play in propagating late-stage consumer capitalism while purporting to disrupt it. Puzzle as the vampire conglomerate tries to launch a search engine. Get Your Bits In, a modern romance. On sale now, in online newsagents only.
I have to say, I love a book based on my life.
That particular book by Dancy Lagarde has met with some criticism by having a lot of product placement in it, specifically for Josh Gondelman products. Is there any truth to the rumors that you paid Dancy for this book, that it was a commission?
Oh, yes. It was definitely a commission. It was the highest commission that I've ever devoted my life to. How else are you going to get the word out to horny lonelies? You got to reach them somewhere. You got to hit them where they live.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The last post.
That's all we have time for your ad section now, because it's your top story now. Tech news. Josh Gondelman, you're perfectly placed to deal with tech news and tell us what's happening in the world of tech. Please tell us what's happening in the world of tech.
Well, if you read Dancy Lagarde's new book, you would have a little bit of insider information on this. But I've really been spending the recent months and recent weeks capitalizing or adapting to and disrupting the COVID-19 situation. So I've come up with a lot of products that I think will really help people, especially, but not only me. I've got a new line of barely there, breathable mesh face masks and gloves. So comfortable, you can barely feel them. Other people barely see them. Air passes through freely. I think that's what a lot of face masks are lacking. For professionals, we're probably the only ones on the market.
It's the lingerie of face masks in that it performs none of the functions of face mask should perform, but it's pretty sexy. Mm-hmm.
Very sexy. Oh, is it sexy? Actually, we have lingerie. I've now rebranded as genital masks, and we make them out of the same format. same product, same fabric. Mm-mm. Genital masks.
Genital masks.
Because the butt is the face of the back.
Yep. And the flaps are the flaps of the face.
Absolutely. For professionals, I've got a new video conferencing app called Womb. When you use it, you turn over all your bio data to me, dating back to when you were a fetus. But there is very little lag time, so people continue to use it. I've invented a social distancing force field. When people get within 6 feet of you, it shocks them with an electrical current. Or I should say, when people get within 6 feet of me, there's only one of these and it is not for sale. I've been looking into more green products. That's something that I've been told to invest in. I think green energy and green reusable products are the future. I've got a hand sanitizer called Twice as Clean that's all made from recycled Purell. We throw so many things out after we think we're done with them, but so much can be reused. So this kind of second time around reused Purell, it's very green, very energy efficient, very on trend. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm not just in it for capitalism. I have a philanthropic place in my heart and place on my schedule and in my portfolio.
Because I hear that makes you more marketable, right?
Mm-hmm. I have heard that. And studies show it has. And I always side with studies, unless I disagree with them. I have a new charity venture. It's called 1% for the 1%. And all we're asking is that people donate just 1% of their income to deal with the mental health care for the super rich who have to now do their own cooking and laundry and childcare while quarantined. It's a very stressful time for people in my income bracket. And we're just asking for 1% of your income to help you cope. With just 1 million more donors, we can get a full spa day for Jeff Bezos. So just keep that in mind when you're out there spending 1% for the 1%.
I mean, that's a beautiful initiative. I really approve of that, Josh.
Mental health awareness is so important.
It's fantastic. And if only I had a regular income, I would definitely put some of that towards such a great initiative. But I can at least provide a platform for it here.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hi, Alice. Hi, Guestbot 1. That's you today, Josh.
She knows I'm part robot.
I'm very confused. What is going on? There doesn't seem to be anyone else around that I can ask, and the few people I do see keep running away from me screaming. Thanks, Ben. Hi, Ben. I think I'd have to have a little bit more information on who or what you are before I provide advice. Is it possible you're some sort of hideous Frankensteinian monster?
That certainly sounds possible. Now, if you have questions like what's going on, I think I want to direct you to my search engine, Gondel. It's like Google, except for the ads are for my products. In fact, it is Google, but I populate it with ads. So Gondel.com. Ask it any question and you'll get exactly the same search results as Google. Plus, you'll get to buy genital masks.
Thank you so much for writing in, Ben. I hope that's provided a solution to your problem. Look up Gondel and potentially ask yourself if you're a hideous Frankensteinian monstrosity. But good luck with that, however it goes. And there'll be more of your letters tomorrow. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead, try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, please follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh Gondelman, G-O-N-D-E-L, man.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, as we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Karbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Karbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.